Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. How was, from your perspective, how was the David Tepper show today?
It was a poop show in my perspective, and that is the FCC friendly.
Yes, very good.
That I could say right now on the air. It was very interesting, man, because you know you're expecting just to give people kind of some context as to why I felt this way, and a lot of folks, a lot of the media felt this way. I think we were kind of all coming in thinking that we're going to get maybe 20 to 30 minutes of time to question. You know, David Tepper to get some answers, kind of see where everything kind of falls. They tried to cut it short.
Yep.
We timed it out like right at 11 minutes.
Yep.
And so we kind of forced one more question. So it ended up being 13 minutes and some change, and he was out of there. And the reason why that's weird is because that's more like post game press conference type of material. That's not, I just made a big decision on the future of this franchise. And I need to answer questions about this type of material. And with the way these things usually work, we're able to kind of just blur out our questions. Whoever gets to it first gets to it.
Right.
They specifically made us raise our hands, which is fine because some press conferences run like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was clear that David Tepper and the Panthers PR staff really wanted to ice out a couple of reporters, one being Scott Fowler mm-hmm. from the Charlotte Observer specifically. Because of their, I guess, run-ins in the past and the questions that he's asked him before in the past. So this was a poop show all around, and it just I think it left more questions than any type of answers.
Yeah, the one thing I do think that he was specific about, it took him a while to get there. It would have been very simple to simply, when he was asked the question about, the rumor was that Frank wanted CJ and you wanted Bryce and blah, blah. He could have simply said, no, we all wanted Bryce. So maybe there is some truth to the fact that Frank wanted CJ Stroud. But he eventually it took about a minute and a half, but he got to, we were going to trade up to number two because, to get CJ because we thought Houston was going to take Bryce. But he did eventually say, I think it was unanimous that we all wanted Bryce Young, and he gave Bryce the vote of confidence. Did I read that differently than you?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Es la venta para amigos y familiares de Macy's. Ahorra un 30% extra en ideas para regalos de diseñador que les encantarán. Y un 15% menos en belleza, cuidado de la piel y juegos de regalo de fragancias con tu cupón o tarjeta Macy's. Esto además de las increíbles ofertas, como vestidos para las fiestas para ellas, $150 y menos. Además, compra los mejores juguetes de la temporada, The Monster High, Discovery y más, 10 a 50% menos en Macy's. Ahorro sobre precios regulares en oferta y liquidación, aplica excepciones.
Yes, that's what he said, and it kind of contradicts what folks kind of thought before, because a lot of the talk around here was that basically, and we know what Frank Reich has said before in the past, and you know Dennis and I did an interview with Boomer Esiason before the draft, where he was saying, hey, you know, Frank Reich is my friend. We were college roommates, and
yep.
We talk all the time. He likes big quarterbacks. I can't see him taking Bryce Young. So people around him were saying things like that. So a lot of folks kind of felt like that was where Frank was at. So, and that he had to be talked into it by David Tepper. David basically said today that, hey, other people made the decision. They came to me with it. I could have vetoed it, but I didn't. I was comfortable with the decision. So because everybody else was comfortable with the decision. So he basically kind of made it seem like he wasn't directly involved with or pushing Frank Reich towards selecting Bryce Young.
Chris Lee, WRAL TV 5, who was at the David Tepper Dog and Pony Show today. And it was, it felt short. I kept waiting for more. It felt short. You say clocked in at 11 minutes. It was 11 unfulfilling minutes, a lot of empty calories. It did seem he provided some cover for Scott Fitterer, because when asked the question about, is there enough talent around Bryce Young, he really didn't answer the question.
No, and a lot of the questions he didn't really answer,
true,
honestly, but that's something where he did kind of provide some cover there for Scott. And then also, first off, like, this is probably something that you can't pick up. The mics didn't pick up, and you probably couldn't tell, but when he tried to leave the first time, and then we were squeezing that question when he started answering stuff about Bryce. And then, the media was kind of grumbling. Like, Joe Person, one of them for the Athletic, he was upset. And so when Tepper walked off, I don't know what the live feed had, but he asked them out loud as he was walking off, like, hey, what's going on with Scott Fitterer? Are you happy with this job? Is his job in question? And, he kind of did a quick glance and kept walking. And so, there's still a lot of questions to be answered here. And that's one of the main ones. We don't know what's going on with Scott Fitterer, if his job is safe, if he feels like he's still going to be here next year. So that's a real burning question.
Yeah. Nobody really cares that he exhibits patience in other aspects of his life, or that nobody leaves him. His head accountant for Tepper Inc. Has been with him forever. Nobody ever leaves him. Panthers fans don't care about that.
Yeah, Adam, if you're trading stocks, you got to wait for the right indicators. When the flag hits, you got to be patient when it comes to that, right? So that's what he's saying he's patient with, hitting those trades. Other than that, he has exhibited impatience. And if you don't even just look at the Carolina Panthers, look at their MLS team that's right here in the same building, right? It's been around for two seasons, and he's already fired two head coaches. And, with the Panthers, you have three head coaches that you fired since 2019, and now you're on your third interim head coach. And more than likely, Chris Tabor is not going to be named the head coach next year. So you're going to go through a full three of those. So there's so many different people that's been here through this building. And let's not even start talking about the cycle of quarterbacks he's gone through since 2019. He's not the model of patience as he may think. Maybe he is outside of football, but inside of football, he has not been that guy.
Yeah, when it comes to bowling, if he doesn't get a strike the first time, he'll be okay. If maybe the fourth frame, he'll get a strike. He doesn't throw out the bowling ball right away. He doesn't get new pins right away. He's willing to exhibit patience in bowling, just not in football.
He's trying too much to avoid bad PR and bad press. And I think in trying to avoid it, you're just walking it in a little bit more.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know this from your time in media, and anybody who's out there working, who has to answer questions to the media, or if you're a PR person that's never actually worked in media, don't try to avoid what people already know. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just makes it a little bit worse. Like, we're smart people, and
right,
and the fan base, they're smart people. They know what's going on. They want to have actual real answers to things. And it wasn't smart. And he just hasn't ingratiated himself. The way that he answered that, and I'm sure you heard this too, is like his reputation. But he's like, before I was here, this building only had 10 events a year. And after I got here, there's 42 events
a
year.
My favorite of the press conference.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for bringing more events to Bank of America Stadium. However, we come to Bank of America Stadium to see a winning football team. And that's what we want to see. So that's one of the things that he's got to get a grip on, really, honestly. Like, don't give us the PR spin. Give us the real.
Panthers fans don't want nine game, one preseason, eight regular season, or nine regular season. They want playoff games. Those are the only extra events they care about. Chris Lee, WRAL TV5, thank you very much, my friend. You should check out the Panthers playbook, part of the, as I'm told today, super successful array of podcasts on the Capital Broadcasting family of podcast networks, or whatever I'm just trying to say. Chris, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
You got it.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.